This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Every team, every topic, everywhere. This is Believe.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back. This is the Believe in Bengal podcast. Yours truly, Solomon Wilcox, right here on Bally Sports Ohio. And right now, I'm joined by former NFL player and former Kansas City Chiefs. I'm going to tell you right now, you can check out his show at Chief Concerns. And Jason, look, you're doing great work. Tell people where we can find the podcast, Chief Concerns.
Chief Concerns. We've been on. Got picked up by Bleacher Report, obviously on Believe. We're doing some things, Apple, Spotify. We're garnering a lot more viewership on YouTube. Yeah. Is another thing as well. So we got you know some of the video things that everybody really enjoys, and we like engaging really Solomon in with our fans, yeah. With football, obviously the audios. Just we want to get into like the meat of things, just talking about all football stuff. And obviously because the Kansas City Chiefs have been winning. And yeah. It's been up and down season somewhat, right? It's been a little bit of that. So
you were a longtime Kansas City Chief, and there's no doubt about it. You're a proud member of that great franchise. And you and I both know they have embarked upon this period of prosperity, right? Going back to the Super Bowl yet again. And it's just an incredible. They have a chance to win their third Super Bowl in 5 seasons. Mm-hmm. This is their fourth appearance in a Super Bowl in the last 5 years. It's just been an incredible run for the likes of Andy Reid and Patrick Mahomes and Travis Kelce and many other really great players who have come through that building. I want to go back, Jason, to the AFC Championship game against the Baltimore Ravens. It was, I think, a daunting task to be able to go into M&T Bank Stadium against that defense and to come out of there with a win. How did they do it?
Well, the simple answer, PM15, Patrick Mahomes, Travis Kelce, and Rashid Rice, and Isaiah Pacheco. That's how they did it. And so when you have those type of weapons around you, surround Patrick Mahomes, it's going to be tough for any defense to stop those guys. Rashid Rice, first-round pick for us, becoming a number one wide receiver, just emerged himself. Travis Kelce, the best tight end in the game. I don't know why people are saying he slowed down, Solomon, that he's not the same guy, you know, or better known that right now as Taylor Swift's boyfriend, right?
Right.
He caught, 11 balls yesterday? And that's then right. Isaiah Pacheco, the young kid from up there, from Rutgers, just up the street, from Vineland, New Jersey. They have been phenomenal, but without a doubt, the guy that's running at the helm, it's Patrick Mahomes. That's how you beat a Ravens defense.
That's right. There's no doubt about it. And look, he was at his best, did not turn it over. You're going up against the top defense in the league in terms of points allowed, the ability to take the ball away, the ability to sack the quarterback and then force turnovers. But he was able to score 17 points against one of the best defenses that were really only giving up 16 points per game and 0 turnovers for Patrick Mahomes. I want to talk about the Chiefs defense for a little bit.
Okay.
Because how is it that they're able, Steve Spagnuolo's unit, to get 4 sacks on Lamar Jackson when most of us can't even pull his flag? and then to hold him to a season low 10 points in the AFC title game.
Well, listen, look, Steve Spagnuolo has been doing a great job this entire season.
Yeah.
And he has a very the youngest defense in the NFL with some of the great corners I think got snuffed from the Pro Bowl and everybody recognizing how good they are with L'Jarius Sneed on the outside. Yeah. Obviously, Trent McDuffie, Mike Edwards coming in, and then Justin Reed that we got in free agency. All those guys did a great job. But we were just talking about the defensive line, the linebackers, right? Bolton, Tranquil, Chanel, Chris Jones, one of the best defensive tackles in the game.
Period.
Pressure. Yeah. And so when you have him and you got young guys like Charles Menahou, and you know, you got also too Kalafkis on the outside doing things. Mm-hmm. Spags does a lot of different looks. He throws a lot of different things at you. And I think that's what they did. They kind of took the model of what Houston did, but they just amped it up a little bit more, right? Yeah, when you bring six and maybe seven on Lamar, that's the best thing to do. Just bottom him up. Right. Don't give him nowhere to go. And so he did that, and he trusted the back end to cover the wide receivers.
BetOnline remains your top spot for all of your live betting action and contests. NFL, college football, UFC, NHL are all in full swing. BetOnline is your number one source for wagering news, odds, trends, and predictions with both desktop and mobile access at any time. Head to BetOnline today and use promo code BELIEVE, that's BLEAV, for 50% off your first deposit. That is a 50% welcome bonus. BetOnline, where the game.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Starts.
And without Willie Gay, who was out of the AFC Championship game, Drew Tranquil came in and did a great job. I always believe Nick Bolton is probably one of the best linebackers that we don't talk about enough. You remember the game he had last year against the Philadelphia Eagles
in
the
Super
Bowl? He was nearly the MVP of the game.
Yeah.
The guy was balling out, man. There's no doubt. And Jason, let's move it forward and talk about the expectations, what we have for Super Bowl 58. It's a rematch, right, of the Super Bowl 54 game. I still remember in that game, the Chiefs were trailing 20-10 with about 8 minutes to go in the fourth quarter at that game in Miami on that fateful night. Third and 15, he laces a 44-yarder down the field of Tyreek Hill. And then they would end up scoring 21 unanswered points to win the game 31-20. It was just an incredible barrage. Yeah. No more Tyreek Hill. How do they get it done this time?
Well, when you have a guy like Tyreek Hill, that is something that is hard for anybody to stop.
Yeah.
But now, since we don't have him, I think you just got to be a little bit more methodical with what you do, right? Mm-hmm. I think part of what your game plan is to make sure you keep the ball out of Brock Purdy, CMM, out of their hands, and the whole offense. Because we know they're very high-powered. Kittle, Ayuk, they got Debo. I mean, you name it. You're looking everywhere. They got big weapons all over them. And so the best way to do that, the best defense, is make sure you have a great offense. And so I think Patrick Mahomes, if you win the battle of, you know, the possession time, that helps with the game. But I think with this thing, you know, they have a great defense. It's going to be a tough outing against San Fran. But I do believe that the Chiefs are up for it. Nobody gave them a shot, Simon. Nobody. Yeah. All year. They was just saying the Chiefs were done. Patrick Mahomes not the same. Andy Reid needs to retire. That's what the talks was. So, Solomon, I think going in, nobody see these guys coming. I did. Obviously, you know how it is in the locker room.
Yeah.
The guys got to trust in each other. Once they do that, they have it. That's what propels you forward. And I think they'll be ready for this vaulted offense.
The last time these two teams played, at least in the Super Bowl, there was no Christian McCaffrey. There was no Brock Purdy. There was no Deebo Samuel, right?
Yeah.
However, y'all remember these two teams did connect and play. Remember the middle part of last year, right after Christian McCaffrey was traded for it, he gets to the San Francisco 49ers. And I remember what that game was like. So there is some familiarity, but at the end of the day, this is a very different Super Bowl than the one when they last played. It's going to be very interesting. Want to get your thoughts about just the legacy that we now seen being built between the Chiefs' all-time winningest coach and Andy Reid, and really what is truly turning out to be a remarkable early career for one Patrick Mahomes. The pairing of Reid and Mahomes, what has that been like for those people like yourself who have watched them grow intimately over the years?
Well, for us, it's a match made in heaven. That's how we look at it, right? Especially on the football heaven. And so you said it before. We have been in four Super Bowls out of the last 5 years.
That's right.
Six straight AFC championship games, okay? Mm-hmm. This is what Andy Reid and Patrick Mahomes have done. And so we don't think that you don't break up a good marriage, right? A good tandem, a good relationship, okay?
That's right.
Those things, you need to strive. And so I think Andy, when he decided to move up to get a Patrick Mahomes, he knew exactly what he was getting.
That's right.
This was like a brand new toy for Andy, who's one of the greatest offensive minds, geniuses in the game, said, I'm going to let this kid play. I'm going to let his ability, his natural ability and talents come out here and play. Obviously, he seen the competitive nature that he had, and he said, this is something also, too, that I need to nurture. And so he was able to do that. So when you have a guy who's already being compared to a Tom Brady, right?
The
body of work he's done just in a short amount of time, I mean, that is just incredible within itself. I don't think we've seen a talent like this, to be honest, forever in the NFL. I can't think of a guy that's done that. Maybe you can, Solomon, but I really can't think of a guy who's done what he's done in a short amount of time.
Patrick Mahomes is one of one.
You know,
let's, let's just say that. And look, I've always said about Andy Reid is that he understands that there needs to be an enjoyable quotient to playing this game that is really hard, very tough, it's very demanding, that you have to be able to enjoy the game. And I think the best example we have of that, Jason, remember the play, Kadarius Toney is offside, but the ball goes to Travis Kelce. That play wasn't scripted.
No.
It wasn't. He ad-libbed. He threw the ball back. Mm-hmm. It would have been a touchdown if Toney wasn't offside. But the fact that Kelce has the freedom to feel that he could do that, not get chewed out when you get back. You remember what it used to be back in the day. Even if you were right, you were wrong back in the day.
That's right.
Right? Now, with this coach, with Andy Reid, the freedom of that kind of creativity and expression.
Yes.
Man, that ain't, these dudes ain't retiring no time soon. They having too much fun.
Too much fun. Hey, look, and we understand that, you know, players are an extension of their coach.
That's right. Right? That's right.
Yeah. So when they see somebody like Andy Reid, who was making up like the ring around the roses play, the guys are getting you're like, who was thinking of these things, right? Who was thinking of these things? But like you said, they have the freedom to make sure that you're not compromising anything that you're doing out on the football field.
That's right.
Just
that's
to make the plays. He is without a doubt, he is a supportive of these guys doing those things, making plays, as long as you make him right?
Now,
if you make it, you miss it, he might, you might be a little bit more selective with what you're doing. But I do believe because of his thought process, they have embodied everything that he represents, no doubt, in this offense.
Andy is my guy. You know, every time we get together, you know, he was born and raised in my hometown. Of course, he's a little older than me, so I was born and raised in his hometown in Los Angeles. California. Okay. And every time we get together and we start talking about reminiscing things of that nature, he is the only coach in NFL history to win 100 or more games with two franchises.
Right,
He's the all-time winningest coach for the Philadelphia Eagles. He's the all-time winningest coach for the Kansas City Chiefs. And I remember when they hired him, I said, get ready for a lot of winning in Kansas City. This guy's going to win a lot of games. And now he's the all-time winningest coach and now ready to win yet another Super Bowl for the Kansas City Chiefs. Jason Dunn, we appreciate you taking the time to join us on the Believe in Bingo podcast right here on Bally Sports Ohio. Everyone, we'll be back with more.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, didn't see that coming, and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.